with murder is due in court tomorrow in the case of two people found shot dead in a dorm room last week at the U of Colorado, Colorado Springs. As Russian troops give Ukrainian forces more trouble, the Biden administration is hammering House Republicans for going on vacation without approving Senate-passed military aid. William Byron has won his first Daytona 500 at 26, and who says playing on the computer is a waste of time?
I can't believe it, man. It's this is incredible. I had a much different background than, you know, anybody in the sport growing up racing on iRacing on the computer.
This is ABC News. Wisconsin's Democratic governor today signing new legislative district maps into law that change the political landscape.
Lawmakers in Wisconsin have been operating since 2011 under maps that have been considered among the most gerrymandered in the whole country. Democrats fought for years to get them redrawn, but it wasn't until the makeup of the state Supreme Court shifted last summer from conservative to liberal that new congressional districts were drawn up. Under the new maps, which will be in place by November, 15 incumbents in the state assembly and 6 in the state senate will be forced to run against another incumbent, almost all of them Republicans. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
William Byron is your Daytona 500 winner, the first career Great American Race victory for the 26-year-old Hendrick Motorsports racer.
To make it to the Daytona 500 and win the race is pretty amazing. So it's, I'm just so thankful. I got a great team.
Byron crossed the finish line while Monday's rain-delayed race was under a caution flag. It did not damper his excitement. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Connect the dots. Would you dip into your retirement savings to make a loan to climate-polluting oil, coal, and gas companies? Well, you already have if you're a member of Wisconsin's public employee retirement system. Go to climatesafepensionswisconsin.org. Sign the petition. Common Sense Investments, not financing polluters. Future generations will thank you for visiting. That's climatesafepensionswisconsin.org.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Jam from Racine, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jam.
I voted for Reagan back in the day. I guess I've been supporting more of the Democratic Party for the last 40 years or so, but people gonna say, oh, man, she's a Republican. She's a Democrat. She's whatever. I'm a human being. All these other things aren't important. We need to unite against a bigger threat. I think the threat is us becoming a dictatorship. They want us to fail.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Is a purple state, and I believe our map should reflect that basic fact.
Evers plans to ask the state Supreme Court to make the maps effective right away instead of waiting until the fall campaigns. Owners of electric and hybrid cars in Wisconsin are getting new license plate stickers. The stickers are required by law to help first responders know what to expect in emergency situations. The stickers should arrive in the mail by June. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Baseball brewing in Arizona. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Veteran players arriving in Maryvale as the Brewers' spring training gets underway. Their first game is Saturday. The Brewers' new first baseman, Reese Hoskins' reaction to the team trading Corbin Burns away to the Orioles.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, anytime you lose a bona fide ace in this game, you know, you're bummed, you're disappointed. But, you know, everybody within the organization was up front. Like, I was surprised that it was happening.
NBA All-Star Game, the East, coached by the Bucks' Doc Rivers. Team captain Giannis won in a matchup with lots of shooting but no defense, 211 to 186. Damian Lillard, named MVP, asked about how tough the transition has been coming to Milwaukee from Portland, where he's going through a divorce and child custody battle.
It's been tougher than I thought it would be. The team change is one thing, but when you got a lot going on in your life outside of basketball, you know, it's a lot of things that play a part.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, partly cloudy and a low in the upper 20s. A mixture of sunshine and clouds for tomorrow, high in the mid-40s. And into more sunshine and a little warmer Wednesday, high upper 40s. Upper 40s again Thursday with more sunshine than clouds. It's 28 degrees right now.
Hey everybody, it's Todd Ubel. Tuesday from noon till 3, we are live from Chippewa Falls and Tuesday Tangents with Luke Mathers and more. Don't miss on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW. /chat and chew.
...24,000 children die every day from preventable causes. My name is Lawrence Fishburne, and I believe that number should be zero. Believe in zero.
Join the effort. Visit unicefusa.org.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, hey, happy President's Day. It has me thinking of Jimmy Carter, actually. You know, he was a good man, a decent president, and he's been in hospice for almost exactly a year now. In fact, I think a little bit over, a couple of days over. Anyway, it's President's Day, and but we're here and we're doing a live show. Why the corporate tax bracket should go back to 52%. I'll share that with you in a few minutes. Also, Sinclair's recipe for TV news and MAGA, crime, homelessness, illegal drugs. Is that news or is that propaganda? And was Navalny's death planned minute by minute? Some startling new evidence. In the second hour of our program, Biden is calling out Trump's NATO treason. We'll get to that. Also, meanwhile, the Kremlin threatens to fire nuclear weapons at London, Washington, Berlin, and Kyiv if they lose in Ukraine. Right, we're all terrified. And a crazy alert, Trump somehow ties Navalny's murder to his own legal woes. Yes, Donald Trump can't talk about anything except himself, right? In the third hour of our program, are New York lobbyists aiding and abetting the climate crisis? This is a fascinating story about the whole lobbying industry. And a pesticide linked to reproductive issues has been found in Cheerios, Quaker Oats, and other oat-based foods, particularly those imported from overseas, apparently. I'll fill you in on that when we get to the third hour of the program. Also, just a couple of quick points. The on HBO last week tonight, I'm not sure when that plays. I think it was yesterday. But in any case, John Oliver, who's, you know, making some pretty good money hosting this show on HBO. John Oliver offered to pay Clarence Thomas $1 million a year for the rest of his life and throw in a brand new $2.4 million motor coach upgrade if Thomas simply agrees to resign from the Supreme Court within 30 days. He's like, your move, Clarence, your effing move. Well, I don't know. Harlan Crowe can outbid John Oliver, I'm sure. John Oliver might be a multimillionaire. Harlan Crowe is a billionaire. So I suspect that Clarence Thomas is going to continue with the bribes that he's been getting for the last 20 years rather than jump ship and go with the new guy. But, you know, we'll see, right? Also, a bizarre story. This Christian family moved to Russia to escape the gay, right? This is... They were Canadian. They're a right-wing Canadian family of eight. And they did this on the internet. And they said, there's too much left-wing ideology, LGBTQ, trans, things that we don't agree with that they teach here now. We wanted to get away from that for our children. So they moved to Russia. And immediately when they landed, and the Russian officials had said, oh, yeah, we'll help you find a farm. We'll get to help you get a job, blah-de-blah-de-blah. So they moved to Russia. They sold everything they owned. They took the money. They put it in a Russian bank. And the Russian bank immediately... seized all their assets because Canada is seizing Russian assets, right? And the Russian officials have vanished who were offering to help them, and now they're quite upset. Mom just did a YouTube where she said, I'm very disappointed in this country at this point. I'm ready to jump on a plane and get out of here. We hit the first snag when you have to engage logic in this country. It's very frustrating. And then her husband, apparently noticing that Alexei Navalny just got murdered for criticizing the Russian government, immediately posted a YouTube video saying, oh, she didn't mean it. Everything's fine. We're happy here. Yeah. Yeah. All right. My op-ed today over at HartmanReport.com is titled, Why the Corporate Tax Bracket Should Go Back to 52%. And it's pretty straightforward. You've got all these giant corporations that are paying basically nothing in corporate income tax. And the reason why is not because they're doing what the corporate income tax is intended to do. I mean, you know, we have income taxes for two reasons. One, the reason that everybody understands is you got to raise money to pay for, you know, government to provide the services that keep businesses going and you know, keep us all alive. But the second reason, and the one that most people don't even understand, but is really important, is you have corporate taxes, corporate income taxes, and you have specific loopholes that let you get out of paying corporate income taxes because you want people to use those loopholes. You want them to do those things. And what are those things? If you pay your employees better, that's tax deductible. That's a loophole. If you develop new products, then the research and development associated with new product development or bringing new products to the marketplace, advertising, marketing, hiring, sales, it's all tax deductible. It all reduces your profits. It reduces your taxes. These are things, you know, if you invest in your local community, if you build a new factory, if you develop a new product line, these are all things that we want companies to do. So we give them incentives in the tax code to do these things. They can get a tax deduction. The problem is that since the Reagan tax cut, but really the big drilling of holes into the tax code happened in 2001 and 2003 during the George W. Bush administration, his two big tax cut bills, and then in 2017 with the Donald Trump tax cut. And when you look at corporate profits, you see this just lurch to the top, this massive explosion in corporate profits immediately after the George W. Bush and the Donald Trump tax cuts for billionaires and big corporations. And what this means is that these corporations no longer, because they've got all these, you know, ways to get out of paying taxes that are not doing things that we want them to do. They're doing things we don't want them to do. They're engaging in stock buybacks. For example, the tech industry bought back almost $1 trillion worth of its own stock in 2020 and over $1 trillion in 2021. Buying back stock, I mean, $1 trillion, investing $1 trillion in buying your own stock, all that does is manipulate the price of the stock. It doesn't develop new products. It doesn't build new factories. It doesn't pay employees better. It doesn't offer better benefits because they don't have to do those things anymore because Trump and Bush gave them and Reagan gave them these massive corporate tax cuts. And so we're no longer seeing companies engaging in the kind of behavior that they used to engage in, which was, you know, developing new products because it's tax deductible, bringing new products to the marketplace because it's tax deductible, developing, you know, building new factories and expanding product production because it's tax deductible. Trump dropped the top tax rate all the way down to a flat rate of 21%, or not a flat rate, but down to a maximum rate of 21%, which is just crazy. I mean, it used to be 52%. When Eisenhower was president, and 52% did it. I mean, that caused corporations to invest in their people. Back then, the income and wealth of the bottom half of America was growing faster than the income and wealth of the top half of America. That was a good thing, right? The middle class was growing and expanding, and prosperity was spreading across the country. In large part because corporations, in order to avoid paying taxes, were doing the things that we want them to do, and which is why we wrote in those particular tax loopholes. Yeah, you know, it's the same thing with individual taxes. We want people to buy houses, so we give them a tax break on buying a house. When you buy a house, the 100% of the interest that you pay on that house is deductible from your taxes. Unless Reagan changed that. I don't think he has. you get this. It's because we want, you know, you have children and you get, you know, a new tax deduction every year Because we, you know, these are behaviors that we want to incentivize. But you can't incentivize behavior with taxes when the tax code is so full of holes that nobody's paying attention to it. So anyhow, it's just, you know, my article today was just a pretty straightforward pitch to say we need to raise the corporate tax rate in order to incentivize corporations to once again do the things that help build America, that make this a better country, a stronger country, that build and strengthen the middle class, rather than just running share buyback scams, which used to be a crime. You know, Reagan legalized this in 83. But starting in 1935, this was a crime, share buybacks. It was called stock price manipulation. Time to change the tax code.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's talk media for the sane among us. I'll be right back with more of the news of the day in your calls.
Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
You've been hearing me rave about Cozy Earth for a couple of years now and how incredibly soft and luxurious their sheets are. Well, I'm not alone. They literally have thousands of customers who have left five-star reviews on their website, like this one from Hallie. Honestly, the best sheets we've ever had. Absolutely a dream to slip into each night. Everyone deserves to splurge on these sheets. You'll have no regrets. Louise and I love how soft our Cozy Earth sheets are. Cozy Earth sheets, available now in 15 awesome colors, are made from viscose from bamboo, making them temperature regulating so you'll sleep cool and comfy year-round. Cozy Earth even offers a 100-night sleep trial. Sleep on it, wash it, try it out. If you're not completely in love, just send it back within 100 days for a full refund. Experience life-changing luxury with the world's softest sheets. Go to CozyEarth.com and enter my promo code TOM at checkout to save up to 35% on Cozy Earth's bedding, pajamas, bath towels, loungewear, and more. That's CozyEarth.com. Promo code TOM, T-H-O-M.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and talk to your doctor. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s. Time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded the Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black history story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s. Time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded the Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black history story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
The Todd Alba Show,
I'm Trygve Olsen. Steven from Green Bay, go ahead.
The city of Green Bay is one of the best places in Wisconsin to live. Plenty of people that are Wisconsin nice.
Totally agree. Green Bay is kind of swing territory between the two parties, but people in Green Bay work together. I mean, people aren't asking themselves, am I wearing a red hat or a blue hat? They're wearing green and gold hats.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Threshold.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. When I first fed my dogs Blue and Chewy, Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty, I knew they'd love it. I mean, after all, it's a freeze-dried raw dog food. It's full of real turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. What's not to love? But I was totally surprised by how much healthier and happier my dogs seemed after we made the switch. Their energy levels went up. Their coats got shinier. They have more of a spring in their step. The ingredients in Nature's Blend are that wholesome. Plus, I love that it doesn't contain any artificial preservatives, how it's dry to the touch so there's no mess, and how it's shelf-stable so I don't need to keep it in the fridge. I know you'll love how convenient and healthy Nature's Blend is for your dog. I can get you up to 54% off your first Nature's Blend order, plus a free bag of premium beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. That's drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM. Welcome back. So Sinclair Broadcasting has hundreds of television stations all over the country. And a fascinating piece in the Washington Post by Sarah Ellison about how every year the stations that Sinclair owns conduct a short survey among their viewers to figure out what people are afraid of, get that, afraid of, so they can deliver more of that to them. A key question, this is from the article in the Washington Post. A key question in each poll, according to David Smith, the company's executive chairman, what are you most afraid of? The answers are evident, writes Sarah Ellison, in Sinclair's programming. Crime, homelessness, illegal drug use, failing schools, and other societal ills have long been core elements of local TV news coverage. But, you know, this is an article about how he has turned his television stations into a propaganda arm. For example, in Baltimore, they're running this program called Baltimore is Dying, a so-called documentary. They did the same thing in Seattle. This is from the Washington Post. Again, the station's focus on urban problems in Seattle gained national attention when the Sinclair station produced an hour-long documentary in 2019 titled Seattle is Dying, which described how, quote, the appeal of the city is giving way to rampant crime, homelessness, and disgrace, end quote. But fortunately, in Seattle, there's still a locally owned newspaper. Now, in Baltimore, the guy who owns the Sinclair stations just bought the Baltimore newspaper. But in Seattle, they've got an independent paper. It's called the Seattle Times, and they published a rebuttal to the documentary, pointing out that Seattle's crime rates have actually declined significantly since the 80s and 90s. But, you know, that's not stopping Sinclair from doing everything they can to basically terrify Americans. Yeah, you know, if it makes you money, right? I mean, this is the formula that Fox News came up with that Keith Murdoch perfected in Australia back 50 years ago. You know, deliver fear and loathing to people, you know, hate for politicians and fear of minorities in particular, particularly racial minorities and religious minorities, and you'll make a lot of money. And sure enough, you know, the Murdoch family's worth billions now. Meanwhile, we're learning that Alexei Navalny's body shows signs of bruising, and it looks like this was a coordinated hit. According to witnesses, Vladimir Putin sent spies from the FSB, Russia's intelligence service, into the Polar Wolf prison camp earlier this week. They went around and disabled all the cameras so that when Navalny was murdered, none of that would be recorded. They then issued a well-prepared statement 2 minutes after his death was supposed to have taken place. Now, that would suggest that they knew he was going to die, which would suggest that they killed him. 7 minutes later, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov was addressing the country's press. Representatives of gulagu.net, G-U-L-A-G-U.net, said, quote, "This rapid timing can mean only one thing. Everything was pre-planned and coordinated right down to the press release, minute by minute, second by second." And now Putin has arrested over 300 people in Moscow for laying flowers at Navalny's, at this little shrine to Alexei Navalny that has been, this popped up in Moscow. And his body is missing from the morgue. And it looks like they're not going to turn it over like they did, they let him go to Germany. Remember the last time he was poisoned with Novichok? They kept him for 2 days thinking that would be long enough for his body to metabolize all the poison and get it out. And then they let him go to Germany where they saved his life. Well, it looks like they poisoned him again, unless they beat him to death. And if they poisoned him again, they're gonna hang on to his body for 2 weeks, which is presumably enough time, better than 2 days, to let the poison break down in what's left of his bloodstream. Navalny's spokeswoman, Kira Yarmash, said, quote, "Alexei Navalny was murdered. The whole world knows that the president of Russia personally gave this order, just as it knows that Alexei was never afraid of him, never stayed silent, and that he never stopped acting." There you go. This is an extraordinary moment, a truly extraordinary moment in our history, in the history of the world. And one of the things that I want to get into about this is how Putin is playing this. I'll get into this at the top of the next hour with his new threats to use nuclear weapons and things like that. It's like in my mind, these are signs of desperation. Putin's got an election coming up. And, of course, he's got it rigged. Now the country, for the very first time, everybody's going to vote electronically. So Putin can simply say, oh, well, here's how the vote came out. You know, there will be no paper records. There will be no audit trail of this election. So, I think it's a foregone conclusion that Putin's going to get himself reelected. But his rule, I think, is increasingly being seen as illegitimate by the people of his own country. And, arresting people for putting flowers in Navalny's grave is certainly not helping his image any. So what say you? I'll pick up your calls on the other side of this break. It's 27 minutes past the hour here on the Tom Hartman Program. Talk media for the sane among us. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Taking back the mainstream media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, right here. I'll be right back with your calls.
Rhino and the Mayor in the Morning.
And the talk of Green Bay
choice
all day
for
long.
News talk. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
When I first fed my dogs Blue and Chewy, Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty, I knew they would love it. After all, it's freeze-dried raw dog food that's full of real turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. What's not to love? But I was totally surprised by how much healthier and happier my dogs seemed after we made the switch. The biggest change for Blue and Chewy was that they went from a few extra pounds to being more fit, and we could tell that they look better and they feel better. The ingredients in Nature's Blend are that wholesome. Plus, I love it that it doesn't contain any artificial preservatives, how it's dry to the touch so there's no mess, and how it's shelf-stable so I don't need to keep it in the fridge. I know you'll love how convenient and healthy Nature's Blend is for your dog. My listeners can get up to 54% off their first Nature's Blend order, plus a free bag of premium beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. Text THOM to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris, 83 years old and looks amazing, still kicking, punching, and feeling great. Chuck Norris's key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements into one. And when it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for a lot of us. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support joints, gives you energy, and makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion. superfoods for muscles and joints, and some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code EASY or text EASY to 511-511 and claim 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. So text EASY to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning, and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. Terrifying moments for students and teachers at a private school in Mesquite, Texas today. A 16-year-old student brought a gun to school, says Police Sergeant Curtis Phillips.
Officers responded and attempted to negotiate with the subject. During the process of negotiating, an officer-involved shooting occurred.
Cops say the boy was shot by officers, stable condition, nobody else hurt. A 25-year-old student charged with murder is due in court tomorrow in the case of two people found shot dead in a dorm room last week at the U of Colorado, Colorado Springs. As Russian troops give Ukrainian forces more trouble, the Biden administration is hammering House Republicans for going on vacation without approving Senate-passed military aid. William Byron has won his first Daytona 500 at 26, and who says playing on the computer is a waste of time?
I can't believe it, man. It's this is incredible. I had a much different background than anybody in the sport growing up racing on iRacing on the computer.
This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A state Senate committee has signed off on three of the governor's appointees to the state's Natural Resources Board. The Senate Committee on Financial Institutions and Sporting Heritage unanimously approved the three appointees Monday. They voted against confirming a fourth appointee. Todd Ames was once the DNR's deputy secretary. All four appointees will still need to have the final approval of the full Senate if they vote to fire Ames as well. It will be the fifth time Republicans have voted to remove an Evers appointee from the Natural Resources Board. The top three most popular specialty license plates in Wisconsin are for collector cars, motorcycles, and hobbyist vehicles. About 367,000 plates were registered in these three categories last year. The Department of Motor Vehicles says more than a half million vehicles in Wisconsin have specialty license plates, most of which require an additional fee and donation to support a cause. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
Earl Ingram.
My special guest is the curator and founder of Wisconsin's Black Historical Society, none other than Claiborne Benson.
I want people to know that Wisconsin has a beautiful, rich African-American history. Many people think the King celebration and all of those other kinds of things are more important. They occurred in Wisconsin as well, and we've impacted the entire nation.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, partly cloudy and a low in the upper 20s. A mixture of sunshine and clouds for tomorrow, high in the mid 40s. And into more sunshine and a little warmer Wednesday, high upper 40s. Upper 40s again Thursday with more sunshine than clouds. It's 28 degrees right now.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Did you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out. Welcome back. Let's pick up your calls and see what's on your mind today. Dave in Federal Way, Washington. Hey, Dave, what's up?
Hey, not too much, Tom. Look, you were right about, Putin, and basically he's showing weakness. But I just want to say something you already know, probably. You know, dictators, one problem between, like, if you compare a dictatorship to, like, the old Soviet Politburo, they're more deliberative, they act, more cautiously than a dictator. They're more like cornered animals, and that's kind of what I'm worried about with Vladimir Putin. And I'll tell you why. All right, Michael Cohen said something that was brilliant. He said to Vladimir Putin, Donald Trump is the poor man's version of a rich man, a weak man's version of a strong man, a scared man's version of a brave man, right? That sort of thing.
Yep.
But he needs to carry it just one step further, I think, would be informative. All right. Even Tucker Carlson's interview, rambling as it was, like Rachel Maddow said, most Americans tuned out after the first 5 minutes, right, of the history lesson. Here's the thing, though. In Vladimir Putin's mind, in a dictator's mind, Donald Trump, he's helping Donald Trump. And Donald Trump will owe him. All right, there's all kinds of things that Vladimir Putin's going to do to manipulate Donald Trump that's going on the ledger. It's going on the ledger, Tom.
I think he already owns Trump. I don't think he has to do anything more to get Trump. I think he's owned Trump. I think Russia's owned Trump since the 80s.
Particularly since his bankruptcies
in the 90s when Russian oligarchs bailed him out of his bankruptcies.
When Donald Trump has said numerous times that the presidency is the best gig in town, once Donald Trump becomes president of the United States, he's not going to consider any of that a debt. And Vladimir Putin is going to say, look, Donald, you owe me. Donald Trump might say no, and then that's when the proverbial stuff's going to hit the shan, okay?
Yeah, I doubt it.
I mean,
I really
and
doubt
it worries.
I think Trump will try to join the axis of, Iran, China, and Russia. If he was president,
Let me just clarify. There's a lot of hand wringing over this nuclear device put in space, right?
Yeah.
That Turner, that Mike Turner dropped into public.
Right.
Look, man, this thing is. We can sit here and speculate on what it is till the cows come home, but the bottom line is, more than likely, like all dictators, look at the pattern. He will not strike out. If he's cornered, he will not strike out at America. He will strike out at someone he considers weak and vulnerable, probably the Ukraine. I hate to say it, but, I am an analyst. So, but the thing is, where will it go from there? I mean, with escalation of force, it's going to – I'm still very worried, Tom. That's all I'll say.
I am, too. I think it's entirely possible that Putin will try to start and will succeed at starting World War III. And the world is certainly on the verge of this, and then China would then use that as an opportunity to try to seize Taiwan, and pretty soon all hell is breaking loose. How bad that gets and whether or not that goes nuclear is a whole nother topic of discussion. But I share your concerns, Dave. On the other hand, I think that we're confronted with two really bad outcomes. One is you've got Putin saying, or at least Dmitry, not Peskov. Medvedev saying that if they lose Crimea, if they lose the territory that they've already seized, they are going to drop nukes on the United States and London. On the other hand, you've got widespread speculation. Well, you've also got Medvedev himself, last year saying that if they seize Ukraine, if they succeed in Ukraine, up next is Poland and the Baltic states.
Yeah.
And so, either way, you've got World War III. I mean, the only thing that's going to, it appears, the only thing that's going to stop World War III is either Putin backing down, either Putin bluffing right now, or Putin being defeated and being defeated domestically. He's done a very, very good job of insulating himself from any sort of internal dissent. So we'll see where it goes. Dave, thanks for the call. David in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Hey, David, what's on your mind today?
Good morning. Well, pertinent to your discussion, taxes. I want to start off mentioning about local situation and then go to the federal.
Mm-hmm.
We have a situation right now that Stitt, our beloved right-wing Republican governor that was installed by the Kochs.
Oh, Kevin Stitt, the Oklahoma governor.
He wants to have another tax cut because we got over $1 billion, except, he's, you know, first of all, none of the media is telling anybody what he's done is all the people that were forced to go home because of COVID, he didn't hire back. And remember, Oklahoma is Matt Will's state, so you can get rid of it. And the union, the Oklahoma State Employee Union, has been long since neutered and neutralized. They're so against the progressive tax that I went with my sister, who's a school teacher, to protest the tax, tax giveaways and stuff that they were doing a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. They came out and directly told us that anybody that mentioned progressive tax, wherever they were, that segment would not be aired. So they self-censored. Nobody could say about taxes. Some unknown official never could figure out whether, and I was there, never could figure out whether this was a state official or this was somebody from the news stations or what. But they essentially, I think it was from the news station, that was just saying, look, anybody that mentions the word progressive tax, we're not going to air the subject. We're not going to air the segment.
Right.
So, you know, that was how they buried it. Now, I love to say it, your tax cuts work, because when you drive down and see these roads in such hapless condition, fortunately, thanks to the federal government, the federal highway system is doing quite well, except the whole corridor that was supposed to be going from Texas, from Mexico through Texas, through Oklahoma, and on into Kansas, where we've got Port of Catoosa, the inland seaway here in Tulsa. That's all Abbott threw that all to the winds quite a while back.
Right. Yeah, that was years ago.
Yeah, but the fact, you know, it's a time delay of effect where the causality is not readily apparent because it happens kind of like what's going on with our environment.
Yeah. No, I get it.
You know, so they've done these tax cuts, and it's just deliberately to try to get rid of the safety net. And mind you, all this is regarding back to Social Security. And what happened when, as you were talking about, Roosevelt came in and put the 90%. Well, that was when the lost cause people got together with the people that were against Teddy's square deal, and then they all coalesced with the fascist portion and all the the libertarian, mm-hmm. and that whole thing, and came into this anti-New Deal, anti-safety net that Lyndon Johnson ran into when he tried to do the Great Society do the whole America, all that backlash from the right wing. And both of you and I, we're similar ages. When we were in grade schools, our grade school was a nuclear fallout shelter.
Right.
It was, you know.
So what's the point you're making here, David? You've been going on for 3.5 minutes. I'm not sure I understand the point.
Okay, sorry. Tax cuts, the whole thing, taxes are necessary evil. We have people that are demanding to cut taxes to the wealthy, whereas in the case of the Trump tax cuts, now everybody that's poor has to pay into under the auspices, you don't have skin in the game.
Right.
And that's one of the things that people are hitting right now as we try to do taxes. Surprise. They raise
it. I get it. David, thank you very much. Kurt in Akron, Ohio. Hey, Kurt, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Thank you for taking my call, and happy President's Day.
Thank you. Back at you.
Real quickly, I don't know if you mentioned, because I was on with your screener when you were doing your rant, mm-hmm. but do you remember Sherrod Brown on your show saying that Trump 21% tax cut, that tax rate, if they, meaning the business people, were to take their factories and their jobs overseas or to Mexico, they get a 50% off coupon on that 21%, so they're only paying 10.5%.
That's right. That was Trump's replacement for NAFTA, gave American employers a huge tax cut if they moved their factories to Mexico. I don't know how
Mr. Buy America First, right?
Right. I don't know how it happened that you know, nobody in America seems to know about this. I mean,
exactly.
I mean, it was in the paper, exactly. You know, it was mentioned, but it was a one-day story. And exactly. You know, frankly, the Democrats should have been all over that.
You better believe it. But this is why I called. The new poll for the presidents in ranking.
Mm-hmm.
Did you notice the top 10, every president from 1933, meaning Franklin Roosevelt, to 1969, meaning Lyndon Johnson, were all in the top 10? Also, so that was your age of bargaining when things got done in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And then Biden was number 14, followed by Woodrow Wilson at 15. And brace yourself, number 16 was the former Republican Jesus, Ronald Reagan.
Wow.
And the current orange Jesus, Donald Trump, was the very last at 45.
Right. Yep.
So I bet Trump's probably going to say, oh, that's a rigged fake poll.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, I tweeted something about that this morning. At least historians are exhibiting some common sense here. I think that's a good sign. Kurt, thank you for the call. Nice to hear from you, and thanks for watching us there on Free Speech TV in Akron. It's 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with your calls.
You are home
where
the fans
the Devil's
own
advocates.
The team.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
This is the talk of Green Bay.
1590 AM and 97.9 FM
WGBW.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s. Time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded the Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black history story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s. Time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded the Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black history story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer.
Biomarker testing was a turning point for me. By working with my oncologist, we were able to determine the most appropriate treatment plan. My fear was I wasn't going to be here to see my children grow up. That gave me hope, knowing that I have that chance. And I did. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
Mino and the Mayor.
Hey, if I could find my grandma's recipe for grappa, maybe we could do that.
A moonshine?
Grappa.
Oh, grappa's not moonshine?
We don't like that term.
The Italians don't like the Kentucky or what?
And that's what it said on the arrest papers.
That's right. You're one of the few guys I know that the grandma did time.
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
And on the Civic Media app.
Institutions Extra.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. When I first fed my dogs Blue and Chewy, Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty, I knew they'd love it. After all, it's a freeze-dried raw dog food that's full of real turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. I mean, what's not to love? But I was totally surprised by how much healthier and happier my dogs seemed after we made the switch. We could see it in the spring in their step, in their coats, and in their behavior. The ingredients in Nature's Blend are that wholesome. Plus, I love that it doesn't contain any artificial preservatives. How it's dry to the touch, so there's no mess. How it's shelf stable, so I don't need to keep it in the fridge. I know you'll love how convenient and healthy Nature's Blend is for your dog. And I can get you up to 54% off your first Nature's Blend order, plus a free bag of premium beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/tom. drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. That's drmartypets.com/Tom, THOM. Check it out. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Hills in Ventura, California. Hey, Hills, what's on your mind today?
Hey, good morning. In our election to install a new senator for Dianne Feinstein's seat, we have two really excellent candidates in Adam Schiff and Katie Porter. And it's confusing to me because considering what happened with Ralph Nader and then with Jill Stein, if it splits the vote, who's running against him is Steve Garvey, who's a former Dodger. You know, like, I don't think he's qualified.
You've also got Barbara Lee in that race.
And she's excellent, too. So there's all these great people in it. I think it's going to... Isn't it going to split the vote? What's going to happen?
I don't know. I mean, in California, you've got this top two jungle primary thing, where the top two vote getters are the people who are on the ballot running against each other, and there's a very good chance it's going to be if you look at the polls, Adam Schiff and Katie Porter, but if they split the vote, they might end up with numbers one and two. On the other hand, yeah, it's possible that some right winger could get in there too. We'll just have to wait and see, Hills. I don't have a crystal ball here, but I do suspect that, California's going to do just fine. Thanks a lot for the call. Ann in Van Nuys, California. Hey, Ann, what's on your mind today?
Hello, Tom. The reason I'm calling this morning, I was reading the piece in the Times about how we Democrats should not be frightened that Joe Biden is our candidate and appears feeble while Trump appears to be crazy exciting. I was talking to my brother Lee in Detroit, who we've been listening to you for years, and he mentioned that Jimmy Carter had attributed his success to the Allman Brothers coming to his rallies, and we know the American people like celebrity better than anything else.
Yep.
So I'm concerned that Joe Biden is, a gooder president he's been, with that we need somebody with tremendous charisma to be standing by, and we don't, and the Democrats don't seem to be
Guarantee you, Ann, the Democrats are on bended knee begging Taylor Swift to get into this thing.
Well, that's why I'm calling you.
But it won't happen until after the summer.
But we've got to get some rallies going where people come, get to know the local candidates, and celebrities come out.
Yeah.
Do you think that, I mean, and would somebody like you be interested? Because you explain stuff to people in a way that doesn't insult them, that makes them understand what's really going on.
Yeah,
you know?
But I'm not a celebrity. I mean, you know, I might be well known in some circles, but you are
much beloved, Tom.
Thank you, Ann. But you know what they really need is that A-list star power. You know, the Leo DiCaprio, exactly. Taylor Swift, you know, level of star power. And I'm confident it's coming. You'll recall in 2016 or 2020 rather, Taylor Swift tweeted at Donald Trump specifically saying, you know, we're going to kick your ass. We're going to beat you. And, I suspect that it's you're going to have plenty of celebrities around this time. So
It's going to take celebrity and, you know, just this confidence of, you know, who's going to be in the seat for the next 4 years.
I agree.
let's see some of the options and make them celebrities.
Yep. And I suspect my old friend and colleague Richard Green will be all over this. Ann, thanks for the call. Steve in Simi Valley. Hey, Steve, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. You know, I was thinking about the border bill that the Senate passed, bordering the aid to Ukraine. And, of course, you know, Mike Johnson, he won't take it up. And I think his number one fear is not only Trump, but he's afraid one of the Republicans will challenge him.
Right. He's afraid of Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Right. Well, why doesn't Hakeem Jeffries approach Johnson says, look, this bill is so important. Says, on this issue only, if you get challenged, the Democrats will stand behind you and we will not let them take the speakership away from you. Okay, I think the adults in would look like the Democrats would look like the adults in the room, and I would put a lot of pressure on the Republicans.
Yeah. Yeah, it would. You've got to be very careful about those kinds of statements of support, though, because it could really backfire. I mean, it's entirely possible if you get two or three really pissed off, disaffected Republicans now that they've only got a very small majority in the House, particularly with George Santos gone, or being replaced by a Democrat, that you could end up with Speaker Hakeem Jeffries, even with a Republican majority. I mean, you know, it's the vote of the majority of the House. I think it's pretty unlikely, but you've got a number of Republicans who have already announced that they're retiring, they're leaving politics, they're not coming back. And, you know, if just two or three of them decided that they were going to go along with a challenge to leadership, if Marjorie Taylor Greene lays down that challenge, that could be very interesting, too. And so I don't think that Hakeem Jeffries wants to give away his support to Johnson when there's actually a chance he might replace Johnson. But we'll see. We'll see how it shakes out.
Okay.
Steve, thank you for the call. We'll be back on the other side of this break. Joe Biden is calling out Trump's NATO treason, and the Kremlin just threatened us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris. 83 years old and looks amazing, still kicking, punching, and feeling great. Chuck Norris's key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements into one. And when it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for a lot of us. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support joints, gives you energy, and makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. You use the code EASY or text EASY to 511-511 and claim 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. So text EASY to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Hi, friends. Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for TomCast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more!
As an added bonus with your TomCast podcast subscription, you'll also get my Best of the Rest of the News, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartmann.com today and sign up for your TomCast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartmann.com to see just how easy it is.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CD Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.